son of a bitch. Just get mad.
This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Attention.
Do I have your attention?
You hear me, you fucking faggots?
How fucked up you are!
Do you make an effort to be obnoxious, or is it a gift?
Check out the Cousin Joe Show live on More Like Radio.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
A little STP. Let's get out of the way real quick. Can you believe it's been over a fucking year?
No.
Already?
Sure can.
Since the greatest frontman left his past.
Yeah, last great frontman.
Yeah, can you say that in English? I don't know what...
Me?
The way I phrased it was not.
Yeah, the last great frontman of that generation. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Dave.
Absolutely.
I always count on you for things like that. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Number to call in is 845-228-8897 or Cousin Joe Show, one word, on Skype. If you have Skype. I have Skype. Do you have Skype?
I have Skype. That's good. Who else has Skype? Skype in if you have Skype.
It only makes sense to do that.
I agree.
I'm playing around with, when I was getting Dave his laptop, I was looking in Hammy's closet. It sounds like I was snooping. It was right there. He's got a little Samsung tablet. Just, I had to wipe off the 7 inches of dust. I mean, I know it's old, but I'd be using this thing if I had it. I'm just trying to power it on to look at his naked body, even though I've seen it many times and touched it. But
you've touched Hammy's naked body?
I didn't have time to charge it. And I just want to see what version this was. But yeah, I did.
Wow.
But
the fuck y'all doing on the show when I ain't here?
Yeah, crazy thing is my new cell phone is not that much smaller than this old tablet.
It really isn't.
That was one of the delays in starting the show that I got yelled at for by one or two listeners. Jesus Christ, we're only late like 2 minutes.
Right? Yeah.
Because normally it's like 15.
Right, exactly. Most people don't even start tuning in for another 20 minutes. So.
Yeah, I just want to, speaking of him, I want to thank him for talking with a cheeseburger in his mouth. This fucking windscreen is just caked in food dust. Thank you, Hammy.
And by the way, Hammy, thank you for letting us use your studio again.
Oh, that too.
That's so generous of you.
Did I not bring that up?
Live from Scenic Hammy Lou Studios in Burbank, California.
Did I not bring up that we wouldn't be live on video if it wasn't for Hammy right now?
I don't know if you have yet tonight, okay. So I think maybe you should atone. You should tell everybody right now.
I'm not a Christian anymore, so
you don't have to be a Christian with tone. You can just say, like, Hammy, we are sorry. We are sorry to the almighty Hammy.
Wait a minute. I got to apologize?
Oh, no. You can just say, we don't apologize, but feel somewhat negatively about how we approached this before to the almighty Hammy.
Hammy, even though I'm back to taking antidepressants, there is some kind of a weird feeling I have that makes me think maybe I didn't say the right things. And it's not bothering me at all, but I think it might bother you. So I'm just going to say thank you for letting us use your studio.
It was Studio B on Lot 4.
Was that a good atonement?
That was very good. Speaking of which, by the way, when are we going to have the show broadcasting back out of the new crib?
I feel like I've been saying this forever, but we're getting closer and closer. I was talking to Nick, who is my go-to construction guy for my new apartment.
I got a guy. I got a guy.
I do. In this case, he's my guy. So I've talked about the Wi-Fi extender that I got down there in my basement apartment being great and fast. But as far as us broadcasting video like we do now, you know, seamlessly, or streamlessly, it's probably good. It was supposed to. It's probably not going to happen with the connection I have. So what I got to do is literally dump a wire, Ethernet cable, out of the top floor where the router is.
Come on, not outside through the other window.
Yes.
You are so white trash. It's
right? I mean, like, yo, Alabama's calling.
Well, here's the thing. The main side of the building is like this off-white stucco. So I bought 100 feet of white Ethernet, and I'm talking to Nick, and Nick goes, no, get black, because that's what the cable companies would use. So now I have two 100-foot cables, white and black, and we'll test out.
What does the color matter?
Because the people who, not my landlord, but the people who own all the condo apartments or whatever, they have a board and they have meetings and...
Oh, you don't want anything unsightly that matches the fucking building, right? I mean, like, God
forbid.
Well,
that's why I got white. But again, Nick said it would look more like a cable company did it, because if I used the black cable.
The cable companies aren't going to run fucking cable out of one window into another one, though.
I would only have...
You've never seen cable companies in Florida.
I don't have to make it a permanent thing. I could just literally do it every Thursday, and then at the end of the show, go roll the wire back up. I don't have to hang out there. It's simple. The bottom, the window for where I'm in my apartment downstairs is directly above. It's in, you know what I mean?
Right, straight line.
Yeah, so I'm just going straight down. So it'd be simple enough to just do that, because I got the Ultra. So I got, like, you know, if I'm connected directly to the modem router, I get over 100 meg download and somewhere around 70 upload.
It's stop showing off.
I'm just saying, it'd be, then I could start broadcasting out of my place. Because, you know, one of the only disadvantages here is, like, our normal comic guests that would come on the show would have to drive an extra... I mean, they already lived an hour from where I used to live.
Right, right.
And from where we are now, it'd be asking them to drive 2 hours down. That's why we haven't had guests on, you know, in the studio. Anyway, look forward to that.
But we do have the illustrious Royce Lopez.
We do, yes. We can do the formal introduction.
Illustrious.
Live via Skype. No, you are illustrious.
Yes.
Well, don't undersell yourself, baby.
By the way, can I say I'm loving Joe's beard? He looks so manly.
Dude, tell me he doesn't look like Kevin Corrigan.
I think that's a stretch. But, Roy, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. Honestly, I was just thinking today, this is starting to get itchy. I might shave it. I've had this for close to a month. The other thing is, Royce, you see over here? I know you're on a delay. I know. But there's a little Chernobyl spot where hair won't grow. And it won't fill
in. Oh, you have a leukemia beard.
Yeah. And I can't, like, shave it down because I don't want to be a Backstreet Boy. Then it'll be too thin.
Yeah, God forbid.
What are you saying? Are you saying I'm a Backstreet Boy? Because my shit is, like, dumb thin. Look,
no, no. It's not dumb thin, Urban Talk. It's not dumb thin. It works.
Urban Talk. I love to throw that little interjection in there, too. It's not dumb thin, Urban Talk. That's not my name.
It works. It works for you. Your beard.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I've gotten nothing but compliments, and the ladies seem to enjoy
it. They love it. They love a guy with a beard, dude.
Do you remember? See, I forgot. We've been off the air fucking 2 weeks. Feels like forever. The last live show we did, I was talking about.
2 weeks? We've been off since pre-Thanksgiving.
That's what I'm saying. That was 2 weeks. I had 2 weeks off.
Okay.
Anyway, I said for science and for purposes of the show only, even if regardless of whether I may or may not be kind of seeing someone met at a concert, what? I'm going to go on Tinder and see if this works. You know, all my past results, which are zero, with now the main profile picture of the beard and another picture of the beard. And I'm here to report it has
boosted stock, right?
Blown up, as the kids say.
The beard's the key, man. That's what you need.
Well, I'm telling you, dude.
I have a
why
beard.
Why is that?
I'll tell you why. I'll explain it. The beard is makeup for men. It's what it is, man. I'm telling you, I have a beard because I have to. If I shave, I have dimples under. I look like a sweaty baby.
I don't have dimples.
Right. No. So the beard, though, you got a very, very well grown in, even beard.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. You
got a thick fucking beard, dude.
Were you able to see with the delay of the spot I was talking about?
Yeah, I see it, but that's not that doesn't matter. It's not that noticeable.
Really?
Yeah. Again, if you're getting better results on Tinder, then you're doing.
That's the benchmark. But no, that was just a test to see.
At least now when you get a beard, at least you can meet up with them and disappoint them in person. You know? Like, that's the best part about Tinder.
Yeah. Thanks.
They should really just call Tinder, you know what you're here for.
Right, exactly.
Like, grandma and grandpa never met on Tinder. Are never going to tell stories how they met on Tinder.
But, like, it's funny. Cause,
yeah, your grandma was my slam piece.
At least 80%, if I had to guess, the women's profiles say they are not there for a hookup. They want a serious relationship.
Yeah. Until the first date where they go back to your place and you fuck them. And then they're like,
There's a name for
that. That's just because it's me.
For women like that, actually, I was actually reading this whole thing about it.
Whore?
They're called liars.
Oh.
What they do is they don't tell you the truth. They all say that because
that's what liars do.
They do it for themselves, Joe. They do it because they don't want to feel like sluts. Like,
are you saying women are selfish?
If I put this up here, then it's not a big deal if I just go and blow 10 guys. Because you know what? Maybe they could have all been potential relationships. And don't worry about it because when they fuck up, I'm going to post on Facebook ambiguously, I'm so over guys, sad face.
Yeah, feeling emotional.
Oh, I hate that.
I love when people tag their fucking emotion at the moment. It's like, what?
There is feeling happy.
Feeling excited.
Feeling sad.
There is
frowny face. And then all the guys that just want to bang.
Oh,
them.
Yeah. As soon as they go,
call me anytime. Yeah. You message me. Are you okay?
How much fucking,
so infuriating.
Like, doesn't that piss you off when you watch all these guys, like, start liking a girl's
when it's
post?
It's clear. I'm and she's for attention.
It's clear attention grabbing shit. And the next thing you know, there's guys liking and going, you don't need him. You're so strong and powerful. Mm-hmm. You know what it reminds me of? Do you ever see the episode of South Park with the shake weight? Royce, I know you saw it.
Yes.
Okay, it's literally like that. Like, women go online, they're like, oh, poor me. And it's like the shake weight going, you are so smart and beautiful, faster, harder. Like, that's literally what every guy is doing when they go online and be like, oh, you don't need him. He doesn't deserve somebody as special as you.
The thing is, I don't get, like, the girls that write shit on that on Tinder, like, you know, that write, I don't want a real relationship, and that's like, you know, everyone knows you're lying to yourself. Like, the app works, but to find out what someone's about, you literally have to click a picture. Most people don't do that. They just swipe.
Right.
So
right.
It's the first picture. 100% physical.
Yeah, the first picture is a make or break. Absolutely.
But what if, you know, I go along the lines of thinking, well, I actually do want a relationship, so maybe there are girls on there that actually want that too.
But that's why you
gotta join. Yeah, that's why you gotta join Match.com or eHarmony. You gotta actually pay for the sites
Match.
Where people
you
actually.
Gave me a midget.
And I'm gonna tell you something. I dated a couple girls on eHarmony that I met when I was on there a couple years ago. Mm. They're twice as crazy as the girls you meet off of eHarmony. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to.
Wait,
establish
wait,
a relationship.
Wait. So you mean that pedophile personality profile thing they do doesn't work?
I didn't
get
say
out of town.
I didn't say that, Royce. I didn't say all that. No, it's really weird, though, because, like, you meet all these people, like, these girls that fucking post online, like, oh, I'm looking for a committed relationship with somebody who's blah. And then you're the blah. You're exactly what they were looking for, and you're looking for a committed relationship, or you're just there and you're having fun, and it becomes, oh,
these guys are such dickheads, even on online profile dating.
And it's like, what? Like, did you know what you were signing up for? Like, Match.com, you're basically signing up for a paid fucking, what is it? OkCupid.
Right, or
Match.com is
a
paid OkCupid, period.
Right.
And, exactly.
Yeah.
Or Plenty of Fish.
Right, Plenty of Fish. Yeah. The only one that's like that I experienced that was like more relationship driven was eHarmony, and even that was a fucking shit show.
I know.
Yeah, but you don't want to like meet people on Plenty of Fish, because that's basically one step above meeting them from Craigslist.
Right, or Adult Friend Finder.
That's what I've heard. Plenty of Fish is just like a fuck site. But, you know, eHarmony, OkCupid, they started doing. They started copying Tinder. They have the same type thing now where you
same
can
swipe
just,
quick.
Yeah. Without even looking at their profile, it's just like, you know, which is okay for us guys. It works because we're visual. But women look way beyond looks, thankfully, for us guys. So I'm not sure. Maybe that's why it really doesn't work, Tinder. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make
like
sense?
For example, if I post the picture that I post in the chat as my Tinder main picture, I'm gonna get some hits, right?
Dude, if you go on Grindr with that picture, you're gonna get hits all day, Royce. Just crop out so it's just you and the dude in front of you. So is that Mersh on the left there?
That's Mersh on the left.
Wow. All right, so if you cut Mersh out of the picture and you just make it
like
you.
Mersh looks, I've never seen him look surprised.
Yeah, I mean, like, he actually looks like, huh, really? It's like that. Like
that's John
actually
Santeri getting fucked up the ass.
And
well, that's
like
not
it.
What's happening. We're posing in a cool way.
I apologize.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it's a power move.
It's a power move.
It's a power bottom move.
I believe he's called a fuck. Took my joke. God damn it! I'm gonna smoke more weed.
Share, baby.
Well, so yeah, I've
been. I'll hot box you through the mic.
Nice, thank you.
But you know, hey, by the way, Joe, you know what else I tried? We were talking about tech stuff a little before the show, but
yeah.
The first time ever somebody had like the Google Cardboard VR thing. Have you tried any of those VR goggles?
You know, I bought a set of goggles that I think, I don't know if it only fits with my old phone, the S5 or whatever can fit. I've never taken them out of the package yet. I bought them for my drone so I could see the drone in like VR,
right,
because it has the app built for that. But so no, to answer your question,
I tried it for the first time.
Sorry, I tend to be long-winded.
No, I bought these goggles and they're supposed to do it, and you hook it with the drones, you can see it first part. But no, I haven't done it.
I haven't used them. I've been too busy running Ethernet cable from afar. But
wasn't that funny, Dave?
fucking hilarious.
Pretty funny. You know what running Ethernet cord from apartment to apartment is? It's a 21st century version of, no, Ma, turn the antenna the other way.
To the left.
There it is.
See, I have my own apartment by myself. It's not with my.
So you're calling up to a neighbor on the third floor, or what are you? How are you facilitating this?
I'm not, hey, neighbor, who's not my mother? Can you run the cable down to your apartment? No, I have access to where the. We're moving on.
Are we?
Tell us about your VR.
Oh, I've never tried one, and I just tried one of the cheap ones.
Why'd you bring it up?
The Google Cardboard ones, where you
What's
put.
What's Google Cardboard? I don't think that's a product they sell.
Oh yeah, I bet you you're wrong.
Do they really have a product called Google Cardboard?
Yeah, Google Cardboard is like the very, very cheap version of VR. You make for $15, they send you everything you need, and you make your own VR goggles.
Oh my God, it does exist.
Yeah, look, here you go. There's
holy shit! I thought it was like a homeless person's rendition of like Google Glass.
No,
like,
it is. Well,
Sigley. Wait, Google Cardboard is a legit thing.
Yeah, look.
What is it, like a fucking old ViewMaster from the 80s with like pictures of the fucking of Notre Dame?
And then what
basically, it's a cheap version of the goggles you put with the phone. And it wasn't this one. It was another one Amazon had. Like, it was a plastic one, had a headband, and you put it on and you put the phone on.
Right.
But I downloaded one of the apps, and the first time I've ever tried it, dude, that shit is fucking creepy. Like, even the cheap ones are fucking creepy.
But now to use it, you got to be in some like a game or something like that.
Oh, right. Well, no. So people make these videos. Like, you watch Mr. Robot, right? For example.
No.
I've never watched it. I've heard good things about it, but I never watched it.
Well, it's really good. Anyway, they film like this whole episode, but sort of specially for the VR thing. And you're sitting in a room, and when you move your head, like, it moves with you. So you're looking around, and you have to sometimes – you have headphones. You have to take it off sometimes. It freaks you out. You forget where you are because visually, when your head moves, everything moves. You know what I mean? So, you know, while everything's in real time moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they have porns for it, too, where you could sit there and, like, see every angle of it. It's completely crazy.
VR porn already? I mean, like, it's obviously all first person. It's obviously all first person, like, the same thing, the POV that you had before.
Even
but, like,
better.
Yeah, now it's even better because now it's, like, immersive.
And you can move your head around, and wherever you look at is what you see in the room.
You know what's even better?
I'm looking, sorry, real quick.
Do you
quick.
Know what's even better than that?
No.
Getting real pussy.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. True.
I wouldn't agree with that at all. I mean, it is okay for a bit, but.
I'm looking at the VR headset that I bought, and it says it works with screen size phones from 4 to 6 inches. I believe this LG phone, my new one, is 5.7, so I could use this.
There you go.
When I get home, Royce, you got to send me a link to some 3D porn. I can't wait to check this
out. Okay, I'll send it to you.
Joe thinks it comes with like a dick stimulator and a whole. It's not just like the VR that he can see.
Oh, hold on! But you do have a fleshlight to hook that puppy up while you have it on, and boom, there you go,
Joe. You
and
have
I
it all.
I want to look at myself in shame.
No. You just have to feel the shame when you take the VR goggles off and throw the fleshlight in the dishwasher.
I'm gonna be bumping into walls, seeing if I can get it to the sink before I take my goggles off to clean it and not have
the
to...
VR walk of shame. The next day, you can experience what it's like waking up hungover, being like, "Oh, I gotta get the Dunkin' Donuts."
God, that's how. Can you imagine a virtual reality Dunkin' Donuts experience?
Oh my goodness!
My God. It's even more terrible.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what could be worse than an actual Dunkin' Donuts experience?
Dunkin' Donuts when Starbucks is too far away.
Now all I'm doing is look at the instructions.
Well, I just said VR Genity. That's fucking brilliant.
I'm going to lose it tonight.
Yes, you're going to lose your VR virginity.
But I want to hear from Maul. Maul's phone is like from fucking something Jason Bourne had in one of the first movies. This fucking burner phone. She's still using Edge internet connection in West Virginia.
Does it flip?
No, it doesn't. But Maul, post a picture of your phone. When you see her phone, Joe, you're going to go, Jesus fucking Christ.
I can't wait.
It's fucking bad.
By the way, when I was at Verizon looking for the new phone, before I settled on the LG V20, I was hesitant to go for the Pixel. But again, I wanted a bigger screen size. You think? I don't. The other thing is it ready?
I don't know, but I'm a slut for Google, so I probably would have got the Pixel. Like, because what I do with my S5 or my Samsung phone, the first thing I do is root them and put like the vanilla Google operating system on it to get all the Google.
Well, this has the Nougat, which I never heard of before.
Nougat?
Yeah.
Got a Nougat operating system? I love the fucking names that come up with it. Cupcake.
I know, marshmallow.
Flower petal 2.0.
Look at Maul's phone in the chat.
Holy shit. Is that really your phone? You got a track phone?
Oh my God. It clicks when you touch a letter.
Maul. Mal, that's like a bootleg BlackBerry. What are you doing?
Mal says, you want to see my TV? What do you have?
Is there a TiVo hooked up to it?
I would love to see your TV.
Jesus Christ, she lives in a time capsule in there. West Virginia is a weird place,
dude. Describe to people not in the chat. It's like a bootleg BlackBerry.
It really is. I mean, like, you heard that Apple has a phone, right, Mal? They got a couple of them.
Apparently, she's super poor. Look at her TV.
Oh, no, I just feel sad that you said that, and I saw that at the same time.
Does it at least have a built-in VCR? It's a 4x3 TV. It's, that puppy there is at least 20 inches, bro.
Bro.
Bro, 2001 Toshiba.
It's not even like a fake flat screen with the big box behind it. It's still...
That TV is older than 9/11.
Without a doubt.
Wow, it really is. God. Why'd somebody fly a plane into that fucking TV?
Big.
Just use my drone and take it out.
Fly Joe's drone right into the TV.
The drone will be fine.
The drone will fly in and go, Allahu Akbar!
We need to start a GoFundMe for Mal. Let's get her a TV. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, am I an asshole if I say Mal? Why?
It depends how you say it.
I told you she's poor.
Or maybe this is what it's like for people who don't want to run up $20,000 of credit card debt.
Oh, this is what it's like for people who live in the west part of Virginia.
Oh, okay. So the eastern part's not like this?
Well, regular Virginia is not as bad as West Virginia. I mean...
I know.
Virginia, dude.
I learned that from 360 and 420.
Oh, that's not... That's not a lie.
That's not a lie.
I like JJ. JJ knows I like him. Let's see.
She says she's a cheap bastard. I understand that, but are you also a time traveler?
You little time bandit.
You could go get a Dynex at Best Buy for like $100.
Dynex?
Dude, the same size? Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Or Westinghouse.
With an HDMI input. And seriously, most phone companies will give you a free phone if you sign up. It might not be an S7. It might be an S5. But still, it's a better phone.
No,
than
they
what
have
you
that Galaxy that looks like a regular Galaxy, but it's made for old people that just got rid of their flip phone. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the...
I haven't seen it yet.
It's like the iSomething. No.
It's called the Samsung I'm About to Die. They give it to old people.
It looks just like an S5 or whatever, but... It has, you know, processing power of like.
And Paul's rocking around with a jitterbug.
Mal's been bringing the Charleston back to West Virginia from South Carolina.
One of those phones that only has like the 911 button on it, home. You know, that's it.
Well, hey, leave Mal alone. Look, she picked that shit up at the 1984 World's Fair.
Seriously, did she also buy a Gray's Almanac?
Yeah, Mal, did you buy a Gray Sport Almanac? We should talk about
Came
that.
Came with it for free.
Oh.
It was the incentive to get it.
But look, you know what the up part about her TV is? It has the RCA plugs right in front. When you plug in your Super Nintendo, you're ready to rock and roll.
Mario Kart instantly.
That fucking immediate. And guess what? No loading time on those cartridges. You might have to blow them out, though.
Is Dennis engaged? I bought my future mother-in-law a 36-inch flat screen Toshiba for her bedroom for $99 at Best Buy a month ago.
Black Friday? Black Friday special, Dennis?
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, man, like TVs are getting ridiculously cheap now.
Yeah, especially since 4K is coming out, and that's completely unnecessary.
I believe the group you're in is 3Ks.
Seriously, fucking now is the time to go get a flat screen TV. What am I talking about?
Also, join a white power group too. Look at that. You can do both.
Not sure that fits in, but
the 3K has a 4K in the fucking meeting hall. It's great.
See, I was just giving TV buying advice, and
it became an all-out war on Cousin Joe.
You could buy a Samsung 24-inch for $120 on Amazon. That's not bad. Better than what she has.
Well, yeah.
You know what the crazy thing is? Now those 4K Ultra HD TVs are out. You can get
again,
like
totally
legit,
unnecessary.
Yeah, you don't need 4K Ultra HD. I don't even so like the way that shit moves. I would rather have a 1080p,
like
a straight up 1080p TV. You can get those for $100, $200.
I just hope they don't go away.
I don't think you're going to go away. There's only going to be a market for
that. We were talking about it yesterday, actually, on Hippo Juice, and And we were saying that in a couple of years, TVs are going to be obsolete because everything's going to be an augmented reality where you're going to put glasses on.
Right.
And you can basically. I don't think we're that close.
I'm sorry?
I don't think we're that close.
I played a video yesterday that, yeah, we are that close.
With your VR goggles? I'm being serious.
Sure. I'm going to show you. No, no, hold on.
Because, you know, thinking about it, if I put my phone in my VR goggles, it's like I'm in a theater. The screen is right in front of my face. That's really all I need if you want to.
As long as it's an immersive experience, if it's just a simple thing of like.
Well, you got to have the home theater surround sound.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So that's not going to go away, Royce.
Well, you're going to be wearing headphones, though, aren't you? I know what you mean, but
what I'm saying is, okay, and they already have the technology. It's cool. Google invested a whole bunch of money. You're reading the article yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Put on these glasses on, and they're not VR glasses. Like, they're clear, see-through, but you'll have these little sensors all over your house, so then you could make a TV appear in front of you. As big as you want. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Wait, through the VR goggles?
Yeah, here. I'm trying to
distracted because Dennis put in the chat, and I hope it's not Photoshop, a Facebook thing, what's on your mind, and the, you know, like you guys are talking about emotions.
Yeah.
One of them that comes up is attention seeking.
And there's at least eight different options there from that drop-down menu.
Oh, okay. It's Photoshop. God damn it.
Aww.
I only saw the first highlighted one. I didn't realize they were all...
Well, anybody who posts an emotion, how they're feeling at this moment, is clearly looking for attention.
Yes.
Because anybody else would just post what the fuck they're thinking and call it a day.
Slip between their legs.
Yeah.
But now, what were you saying, Royce, with the... Because I was thinking, like I was just telling Dave, I want to use these goggles now and put on like a 1080p movie on my phone and have that right in front of my face.
But you're not going to enjoy that for the average movie? Are you going to enjoy that for a movie that's not optimized for that VR experience?
I want to try it at least because that's what you said. It is immersive. That's all you're seeing.
But things that are optimized to be immersive that are actually like created for
better.
That purpose. Yeah, they're always going to be more, you know, immersive. But
sorry,
it's the only word I know.
Sorry, Royce. What were you saying again?
It's called Magic Leap.
What is called that?
The thing I was talking about, the augmented reality thing.
Is it a what? What am I looking for?
I'm going to send you. I'm posting the video here in the chat room. Here you go. That YouTube video. It's called Magic Leap. Now, all of this is there's no special effects. All you do is you put these goggles on over your eyes, and all these things appear in real time in front of you. See that robot?
Okay. Yeah. So wait, the phone is going in the goggles. Obviously,
there's no phone. This is something. This is a new technology that Google invested a bunch of money in. It's coming out soon. Called Magic Leap.
So wait, this whole holographic thing of the solar system right there,
that's
floating in the air in front of you.
Think Iron Man.
Control that? That's exactly what I was thinking. Tony Stark.
Can you control that being there and move
it? Yes. You can move things around. You could make TVs pop up anywhere, like whatever size you want. And when you see through these glasses, you're seeing the room in real time.
Right.
But the glasses have a lens in them. That's like that basically pops up any image you want.
And this is a Google thing you said?
Google invested a bunch of money. It's called Magic Leap. There's another example of it where like this guy is playing a first person shooter in his office. This second video is probably the most impressive.
I'm actually pulling that up on my phone right now. I want to save that shit.
Hey, look at this.
What? Your emails pop up like that?
Yeah. Yes, this is all brand new technology. That's where your emails pop up.
But how far away are we from actually getting it?
In the major, like, commercial market.
Dude,
like,
this looks like shit out of...
Iron Man. Guys, it looks like a Marvel fucking Avengers movie.
I've asked you already, Dave.
2 years.
Royce, have you seen Black Mirror?
Yeah, I love Black Mirror, yes.
It reminds me of that.
Yeah, they say we're 2 years away.
No, I'll just mute the audio while we watch. Go ahead. I'm listening, Royce.
So he picks up, he picks up this gun and then he starts shooting at things in his office. Like
employees and stuff or what?
Wait, now what he's picking up isn't really there.
What he's picking up is there. Those are remotes for
it. How's it fitness?
Yeah, that is that. But what you're seeing isn't really, like those robots that he's shooting obviously aren't really there.
In the explosion. But, yeah, of course.
But to him, they start appearing in your office. So basically this technology scans your room. It goes back to the glasses. And everything pops up with these LED sensors that are all around. So the screen shows you them. And only people wearing these glasses, obviously.
Is there like a projected price of these things you're going to
Anyone have any idea?
Talked about it yesterday, and they say the estimated projected price is probably going to be $300-$400 when it first comes out.
That's fantastic. For something like this, I thought you were going to say, honestly, like
Too, but apparently this technology has gotten really, really, really affordable. Like, how to make it has gotten really affordable.
Remember when virtual reality first started to peak in, like, the mid to late 90s?
No. I remember that.
No. Like, the Sega Genesis had a Sega VR headset.
Nintendo had theirs.
It was like everybody started to capitalize
on
VR.
I never.
It looked literally like what was that old video? I want my MTV. What was that? Yeah.
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. It looked like a Dire Straits video. It was like all polygons
square
shapes.
On the guitar, there's a neon.
Yes.
Okay.
It literally looked like that in terms of being all polygon and like squared off and everything. But that looks way smoother and way more realistic now. Like, I mean, obviously, 20 years, big difference in technology, but that's incredible. The fact you can interact with stuff in the office like that, and you can watch,
And that's why I'm saying I think TVs are going to be obsolete because you're not going to need a physical TV anymore. You're going to sit down on your couch and put these glasses on, and you make a TV as big as you want in front of you. You know what I mean?
It's fucking incredible.
And I'm telling you, that's where it's going, dude. Like, I was telling you before the show, but I got the new Google Home, and dude, that thing is fucking amazing. Like, I've only had it a few days, and like.
Yeah, we were talking about this off the air?
Briefly off the air.
Yeah, off the air.
Yeah, so I've mentioned on the air, right, Dave, that I got the Alexa?
Yes.
The Dot? It was only
$50. Not only you mentioned it off the air, I've been there to witness it.
The Alexa's great, by the way. I love it.
You have it too, right?
I almost bought it. I didn't buy it. I tried it out. My friend has one, and I love it. It's really cool. I'm just a slut for Google.
Well, I like Google too, but it... You know, it's compatible with all the Android type shit I have, and
it is absolutely. Well, December 15th, Google is releasing the code out, so there's going to be a lot of third party stuff coming to the home. So
what?
Yeah, like
releasing what?
Google Home has like works with only certain apps right now, like YouTube and Google Play and Spotify and Netflix soon. But on 15th, it's like Google always releases all their stuff, open source. So they're going to release the code for third-party companies to make.
Oh, to let others make apps.
Oh, licensing. Yeah, they're going to lend out licensing.
Right, for other people to make apps for the home.
That's
right
incredible.
Now, I have it hooked up to the Christmas lights, too. I bought one of those Wi-Fi plugs.
Yeah, I got one for a heater, actually.
Yeah, and all I do is I say, okay, Google, turn on Christmas lights, and they turn on. Oh, yeah. By the way, it calls me Daddy. that's what I have it call me.
Oh, I don't think I could do that. My only options are Alexa, Echo, and I think fucking Amazon. I can't call it anything else. Can you call it?
I could only call it okay. I can only call it Google. Okay, Google.
But how do you make it? I haven't even tried to make mine call me something.
Just go. I think yours will work. Just say Alexa, call me, and then whatever you want.
Right.
I have call me Daddy. So when I get home, I have a program like Back to the Future 2. I go, okay, Google, I'm home. It goes. Welcome home, Daddy. King of the castle, Lord of the Manor.
Oh, beautiful. Back to the Future 2.
Yes, absolutely.
Bravo.
Oh, by the way, also a little Demolition Man. I have a program so every time I curse, it finds me one. I'm fined one credit for the violation of the verbal morality.
How did you get that?
That is incredible.
Was that a third-party app?
Yeah, there's. I think I Alexa has it too. It's a really dumb name. It's IFTTT.
Okay, I got to look for it. But the weird thing is, like, if you say, Alexa, say go fuck yourself, it'll say go fuck yourself, but it will be bleeped out.
Same thing with Google.
That's so weird.
That's very
weird.
That
it registers and says it, but it bleeps. There's got to be a way to... But there
is not, and I've looked on how to turn it off.
That's so odd.
Well, so I posted in there, like, that app is F-I-T-T.
By the way, how juvenile are we?
Oh, no, it's totally juvenile. Absolutely. Look, we're all trying to get to the fucking ultimate point is where the porn is.
If you looked at if you look at my Alexa app, it shows you everything I've said to it. Does Google Home have the same thing? I mean, some of them are just.
I'm pretty sure I haven't looked. There's a Google Home app. It kind of does all the same shit. But I connected them, and that link I put there in the chat is called IFTTT, which lets you make your own applets, like make your own voice commands. That's how I program it to say things to me.
With Alexa or your Google Home?
With my Google Home, but it works with Alexa too.
Oh, okay. Then I got to remember that.
Download it, play around with it. I guarantee you, you'll love it. Dude, the next thing I want to get is the fucking lights, like the Philips LED lights.
I have those.
Turn off?
Yeah, I don't know if it works with Google Home, but I think IPT is the brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, yeah, I got that.
You like them, you turn them on and off by voice?
Yep.
That's fucking awesome.
And I got two dots. That's downstairs. The one I have upstairs, where the router is, I can make it dim my lights. Like, I just say, like, you know, Alexa, dim lights 40%, and it'll, you know.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, the Philips Hue you could use with the Google, those lights, and they're the ones that have the...
Right.
You could buy the bulbs with different colors.
Yeah.
You could go, okay, Google, you know, sync lights to music, and then it'll sync the lights to whatever music you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's, with the IFTTT, you could set it to, like, whenever it's raining outside, your lights will dim to blue.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, like, all the stuff that you could do with it, but... Man, my point is, like, dude.
I could have never pictured this, like, in high school. Never in a million years.
What we thought was Back to the Future 2. We thought hover cars, and that's not what happened. What ended up happening was technology got smaller and faster, and they say at the rate it's double. Dude, reading articles, like, it's every year we double in technology in terms of how fast it's growing. So before we know it, like, we are going to be uploading our consciousness into fucking computers like Black Mirror, you know?
I mean, a lot of people are saying that Black Mirror, it's fucking scary. Some of it's already come true.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what, I mean, well, some people have equated the Waldo episode to President Trump.
Yep.
But there's been other episodes that, I don't know. How would you explain Black Mirror to people, Royce? Because it's not an easy...
Black Mirror is Twilight Zone for the 21st century with everything revolves around technology.
Definitely. Instead of vampires and werewolves.
Right.
Okay.
It's
of the
oh,
dark
you said Twilight
side
or Twilight Zone?
Twilight Zone.
Oh, I thought you said Twilight. I was like, yeah, no. Minus the vampires and the werewolves.
No. That's why I looked at you funny.
Yeah, I noticed that. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I was like, wait a minute. Did I say the wrong thing?
But it's... I've watched every episode... Some more than one. And dude, I'm just going to, not to spoil anything, it's the one I started playing for you, Dave.
Was it Black Mirror? That's the name of it?
Yeah. But okay. The episode I started playing for Dave, it's, I'll just say this much. Like, Kenny Michaels, Dan, those guys, I used to laugh my ass off at them when I would see the Band-Aid covering their laptop camera.
I was the same way, man.
Yep.
Now I'd hide that fucking camera. I'm like, you know what? Oh, the other reason that made me stop laughing at that and go, oh... I actually watched Snowden and enjoyed it.
Oh, I got to watch that.
I mean, and I knew, you know, what government's capable of, but I don't know.
Did you know the scope of what they were capable of, though?
Exactly.
But Joe, let me tell you something, and let me tell you that I agree with you with the whole thing and people that put the electrical tape over their camera.
I don't, by the way.
I know you don't, but I'm doing the opposite. I have... two Google Homes in my house, and so do you. You have two Alexas where the microphones
are... They could be listening at any time, yeah. But I was going to say, the other thing is those people that do that, they don't put tape over their phone cameras.
Dude, my phone camera...
Exactly.
My phone camera is the biggest thing I cover during porn. It's like when I'm jerking off, I'm more worried about them watching me jerking off at the front-facing camera than anything else that they could possibly spy on me for.
And they don't put tape over the microphone, like you said. It's, you know, they could listen to you too if they really want to turn it on.
I don't make a lot of noise when I'm jerking off, so they could listen all they want.
There was a quote in Snowden that, you know, one of the NSA top guys says, and it's true. It's along the lines of, like, the people know it's a trade off. You want the convenience of all this shit? Well, you know,
your freedom comes at a price.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, like, the Google Home has, I don't know, the Alexa has it, but there's a button in the back where you can mute it at any time, like turn the microphone off.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that's just a false, like...
No, I would just... I was really worried.
If they want
I
that
would
mic
just,
to stay on, they can keep that shit accessed
I would
all day.
Unplug it and put it in a microwave.
I wouldn't. I don't care at this point. Like,
no, I'm
my
saying
point,
if I was actually worried.
My point is, dude, you've seen my studio. I have cameras everywhere. Like, I'm not going to... At this point, it's like...
Right
you
now,
know,
there's
you
three pointed at me.
You want to see me masturbate? That's fine. That's on you, bro. You know, I mean, if you want to see it, you're out. I don't care. Like, my point is that I think within
yeah, I don't care.
Within the next election cycle, maybe 8 years from now, we're never going to have a president again that doesn't have a naked photo of themselves somewhere on the internet.
You're right.
But whether it be leaked on purpose or hacked by mistake, I think because everything's on the cloud or in Gmail, everything, it's every single politician is going to, because, dude, everybody, when they're in the fucking, now everyone's taking pictures of themselves, you know, and fucking dick pics. My dick's all over the place. Joe's is fucking, I have more pictures of Joe's dick than mine, I think.
Yeah, it's worldwide.
Oh. Well, we can get to that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dave was signaling me. We
had, sorry, I was trying to tell Joe. We had a related story.
Yes.
To the
whole
dick
pic. There's a couple other things I wanted to get to before that. I saw Billy Joel the Garden. I have to mention that. That was fucking incredible.
I saw the picture online. You and Nick, right?
Yeah.
Does he still look like Darth Vader outside of his suit?
Dude, when I saw that picture of him with the harmonica thing like mounted up and in front of him, it literally looked like Anakin Skywalker saying to Luke, like, when he takes the helmet off at the end of Jedi.
Well, he still sounds great.
Does he?
And the awesome thing is, it's, you know, I've been to a lot of concerts. I don't think I've ever been to one like this where every song is a sing-along. Everyone's happy, having a good time. There's really no assholes.
Yeah.
You know?
Billy Joel's, that's a pretty safe show for that. You know, you're not going to get a lot of assholes.
Yeah. I mean, there was this insanely elephant fat fucking couple behind us that were talking between, or, you know, during songs. There's, I'm always near those cunts. But aside from that.
Hey, Piano Man!
Oh, God. I know.
Are you going to play Piano Man?
The second he goes, I seen the lights go out on Broadway. They're like, woo! Lighters come out.
He opened with that, and we missed that fucking song because of the Garden's TSA-like fucking security.
Is it? It's that stringent now?
Every
yeah?
single person has to go through a metal detector, and then with the wand.
Then the pat down,
pockets,
and then empty your
put
pockets,
it in the
yeah.
bowl.
Dude, it's worse than the fucking airports now.
Dude,
it really is.
We got there like 7:30. The ticket said the show starts at 8. He went on, I think, 8:10, 8:15. And mm-hmm. we missed the first like 5, 10 minutes because of the goddamn security. It was fucking insane. But I just wanted to bring up, because I don't know if you heard, but I got a new phone I really love. And just like every new phone you get, at first, you could run every app fast and the battery doesn't drain. I don't know, maybe after 3 months it goes to, oh shit, I got to get rid of this because it's drained. But right now everything's fine, so I have all this shit that I never really use. And one of them is Instagram. I forgot I even had an account, but I do. So I re-downloaded it on here, and I'm still confused.
It's a ridiculous app, honestly. If you don't have pictures to share on a regular basis,
but it's like,
Instagram
isn't
really... I would
use it for comedy, but I... How often am I going to just be able to use a picture? You could barely... There's not much you could type along with it. You can't
you
just
You
got to
know
type.
What the hashtags are. You got to look and see what's trending.
Oh, see, no, I don't...
No, you
got to
look and see what's trending if you
want to
actually get that like, real social media following, you know?
I can't be bothered. What really fucking annoys me is there's no nudity policy.
Oh, yeah, they're very strict about that.
I don't understand it.
There's got to be some kind of
Why
Instagram
spinoff
for, like...
Why can't they just have a fucking
like...
filter like every other thing to have it, you know, safe, not safe, whatever? The fuck?
Because can you really trust people to fucking tag it what it actually is, like in terms of safe, not safe?
No, it's not about people. It's about their stupid fucking kids. That's the reason.
Exactly.
Be right back. I'm going to pee.
All right, honey.
Just letting you know. Whatever.
But I'm saying, then it should be up to the parents to put a filter on it.
I agree.
Fucking...
Should be a way they can lock it out for their kids, just like there
now,
was with cable.
Was it like this before Facebook owned it?
What?
Where you couldn't post nude shit?
Instagram? I didn't actually belong to Instagram until maybe like a year ago, tops. So I didn't see the initial phase of it.
See,
so
it's a lot of food and
By the
dogs.
Way, if anybody was on Instagram back then, hit us up right now, 845-228-8897 or Cousin Joe Show on Skype. Let us know what it was like back then, because honestly...
Or
we're,
the chat
we're,
room.
Or the chat, yeah. morelikeradio.com/live. Scroll down and click on change username and give us your fucking username. Don't let it be a random bunch of numbers. And let us know what Instagram was like, you know,
back
before,
in your day.
Yeah, back in my day. Tell us what it was like.
By the way, if you want to follow me on Instagram, I don't even know my own username. I think it's, I don't know, someone already actually took my fucking name. It was like, I think it's joe.coletta. You'll find it. If you really care. I mean,
Google Primo
I
Jose.
Don't.
You'll find it.
No, that won't work.
It won't? Oh, I thought you were part of like the Mexican translation team.
Well, I just
like.
Added you on Instagram.
Did you?
You didn't add me back, did you?
No, I didn't, because you just added me and I don't have my phone in my pocket.
No, not the second dickhead. Days ago. Yeah, it's joe.coletta.
Oh.
So,
fucking
add me on Instagram. You can see the four photos I have on there. Two are from Billy Joel and two are from 4 years ago.
Just so you know how serious Joe is about his Instagram account.
I'm very dedicated. Oh, there's a dead friend. New suggestions. Follow. That's a friend I went to school with. And
you have a dead
he
friend?
He hung himself.
Oh.
You know, why would Instagram...
Hey, follow his account. Maybe there'll be some interesting pictures. I don't know. Too soon.
I just stopped myself.
Is that too soon?
No, no, no. I stopped okay. myself from making jokes.
Because I don't know. I don't know this person. Do I know this person?
I don't know
no,
this person.
No, you don't.
Good.
No. Yeah, I don't know. By the way, Roy Black on Crack said also post nudes.
Well, see, I'm waiting for the next Free the Nipple campaign to come around. And then then I'll do that. And then I'll use that as my excuse. What? I guess they lost the Free the Nipple campaign?
I guess.
Lost?
I didn't see anything about it since, so
then
I'm
what?
Pretty sure
when they did it, though, like Miley Cyrus, Chelsea, whoever, they got away with it for like a day or two, right? Then,
yeah, and then
Instagram
got pulled
deleted
down.
It? Is that what happened?
How does Chelsea Handler still get that kind of like social media pop? Like, who the hell wants to see her naked?
I do. I
do
find her sexy.
Really?
I do.
You find Chelsea Handler sexy after watching Jason Biggs piss on her fucking face?
It turned me on even more.
Did it? I'm not doubting that for a second. The dude who fucked the pie was pissing in Chelsea Handler's face, and
well,
Joe's beating off the
American Pie was
like,
not based on a true story.
No, I know that, but the pie fucker was a whole thing.
But for her age, yeah, I find
James
it sexy.
Bob. Really?
I do.
Dude, she's fucking 64 years old.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. She's fucking...
She's not 60.
She's 58 and a half.
No.
That's Chelsea Handler, dude.
She's not.
That picture in the chat right there? That's Chelsea Handler with the mic right there.
That's Billy Joel,
No,
actually.
That's Chelsea Handler.
No.
Okay, it's her without her fucking wig on.
I never thought I'd be defending Chelsea Handler.
I'm actually blown away because 50 Cent fucked her in a porn video.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on. You've seen a sex tape.
No, she did.
50 Cent and Chelsea Handler.
No.
Google it.
All right.
Google it now.
Jesus.
There was a legit sex tape.
No, well, she didn't.
By the way, Ma, that's a great picture of Chelsea Handler. They don't all look like that, okay?
Yeah, they do. That's
no, they don't. They don't all look like that. Look up 50 Cent and Chelsea Handler.
No, she did an independent movie when she was younger and got naked and had
50
she
fuck
had fake
Chelsea
sex,
Handler.
Simulated no, sex.
50 fuck Chelsea Handler. There was a porn movie a year and a half, 2 years ago. Both
no,
of them.
No.
I'm telling you right now.
50 Cent shares butt art of Chelsea Handler. 50 Cent posts risque photo of ex Chelsea Handler.
Of ex? Apparently they were together. I didn't know that.
There's
I just
no
they
sex
were...
tape, though.
There's a sex tape.
There's not.
There is.
Dave.
Joe, look, I'm not interested with Google fucking your Google safe search with the parental warnings on it.
She
says,
talks about sex with 50 Cent.
Nah. You know 50 fucked there. Come on.
I'm not saying he didn't, but you're talking about it like
there's
there
is, a sex
there's
a picture
tape
right
there.
There's the picture right there. Look at that picture.
Wait, hang on.
One up from the bottom one, that picture right there. Look at that.
No, that came up. That's a photo they took together.
Nah.
Look, they're posing for, what do you
nah.
mean, nah? He's got his clothes on.
Ah, 50 fucked her, dude. Don't kid yourself.
You're twisting this into a different thing. I never say they didn't fuck. I'm saying you can't go out and get a sex tape of her fucking 50 Cent. That's what you made it sound like. There's a sex tape
allegedly,
out there.
There was.
Well, it's the internet. There's no was. If there was one, it would still be there.
Hey, look, man. I don't know what to tell you. Chelsea Handler. Look,
tell me you're...
Chelsea Handler, 135 years old.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how old she was when she filmed the porno. Let me tell you something. One time, 50 Cent put his dick inside Chelsea Handler and said, Chelsea, how old are you? Chelsea Handler said, yeah, hey, look, I'm 175 years old.
There's no sex tape, Dave.
There is.
You really don't find that attractive. Look.
Honestly, I can't stand Chelsea Handler.
I'm not going by her comedy.
I'm going by her looks, her personality,
no,
everything.
No, you're going by her comedy.
I'm going by everything.
I think.
Her as a complete person.
No, I'm just talking about looks. I don't know anything about her.
Purely looks, not knowing anything about her.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
You can give me that much.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
As Fletcher Stallone would say it.
You didn't have to tell me who that was. I got it.
Yeah, you know.
I got it very quickly. So I should keep my Instagram?
I would.
I'm going to be very sad if no one adds me after tonight when I told them to.
Add Joe. Where can they add you again? Joe.coletta?
Yes.
Okay.
Dot is in the period between my first and last name.
Don't write D-O-T. Joe D-O-T Coletta.
Yes.
And you can find me on Instagram, too.
How can they do that?
I think it's at Dave Satsik.
You don't know yours either.
It's either at Dave Satsik or at D Satsik. I don't remember.
B office.
It's been more, than 15 minutes. What?
Be honest. How often do you actually use it? How often do you post?
I haven't been on it in probably a couple months.
See?
Instagram's not like Facebook or Twitter. It's like,
it's
if you don't have pictures.
It's more for girls.
It's more for selfies, exactly.
Yeah.
Look at like me today and validate me.
Oh, cool. Somebody added a picture of me I've never seen before. That's fantastic.
Dave and I are both looking at our Instagrams.
Isn't this beautiful? Like, we both signed into Instagram live on the air. Like, aren't you guys happy?
I like that we put them down at the same time. Mm-hmm. Realize what we were doing.
You know why? Because this is the Cousin Joe show, baby.
Thank you very much.
And you're Primo Jose.
And you need to watch some Black Mirror. You would really love that shit.
I will.
If you don't watch it on your own, next time you come over, I'm going to show you the rest of that episode.
Oh. No, I will watch it with you. Absolutely. You know what? I'll watch it with you. I'll watch them at home, and then we'll figure it out. Mal just said he fucked her. And I agree with Mal.
I didn't dispute that.
All right. You disputed the sex tape. Right, not the sex.
That's what you brought up.
Okay,
you presented it as a sex tape.
Well,
like a Pamela Anderson or what's her name? Paris Hilton, like one of those. Like, it's out there.
A Night in Paris.
And yeah, okay. Oh, this is going to be good. You're going to
Was it One Night in China?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, One Night in Paris, One Night in China. Alone. I'm like, yeah, you got to do it.
I have a feeling, why do I feel like there was a third One Night with somebody?
I probably was. I
guarantee you there was.
Of the One Night porno series, I'm sure there was.
Was it all, I'm assuming, I guess it was all the
same people?
Yeah.
Probably.
Studio.
Yeah.
The scumbags that bought the rights to the fuck film. The studio.
The scumbag who held the camcorder down while he was fucking Shannon Doherty in the
that
ass.
That guy Solomon or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like the same guy for
a couple.
Yeah,
it was. The guy
that piece of shit.
Dude, unbelievable. Between Shannon Doherty and then Paris Hilton and whoever else, like, he was fucking making money banging like some hot chicks in Hollywood and peddling the sex tape. And
he'd
you and I both
be
know
fucking them if he didn't release that stupid fuck. Because now what girl is going to fuck him with a camera?
Right.
Or
never
fucking
again.
Period. Because now you get high cameras easily.
You know what? Anybody who's trying to get their name out there. Anybody who really wants to get out there? Because realistically, look what he's done for a couple careers so far.
Well, I think because we're also jaded. Unless it's already a well-established celebrity.
Oh, it can't be 2016 film. It has to be like fucking years
ago. Yeah.
You can release it.
I got to read Mal in the chat. And she quotes, ugh. All these snobs on Instagram checks their Instagram through the whole show.
Wow, that was like fucking 4 minutes.
We put it down.
And we put it down. All right?
I don't know. This is getting fucking itchy, dude. The beard.
Mal just asked, who was that
Dave
one bitch from Jersey
me.
Who shot the woman in the head?
He just ignored me.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you asking?
No, go ahead.
No, wait. What's up with your beard?
It's getting really itchy.
Is it? That's why you gotta keep it buzzed down. Yeah, oh, you have to, dude. You have to keep that shit really.
I don't want to get scraggly.
No,
you
can't let
scragglers.
It get, no, you can't have fucking random whiskers hanging off the side of your face.
My mouth.
So Mal asked, who was that one bitch from Jersey who shot the woman in the head and it made the news? She was on Stern, and at one point she had the worst celebrity sex tape ever I've seen.
Amy Fisher.
Was it Amy Fisher?
It wasn't that bad of a sex tape.
Yeah, it was Amy Fisher. You're right.
Yeah, I own it. I mean, I download it.
You don't own it. You have it on your hard drive.
Yeah, and a backup.
It's a saved file. You don't own it.
I guess there's a difference. But it wasn't that bad of a sex tape.
I'm not
a huge fan. She's got fake tits now. She's not ugly or anything, but yeah, she did a sex tape with her husband who was like 85 years old.
When she got out, she married a fucking sugar daddy?
I don't know. I really don't know. But, like, the two of them, her and her husband, went on O&A to talk about it when it came. Like, this wasn't one of those, someone stole the tape. We don't know how. Like, they put it out and promoted it themselves. Like,
you got to understand, if you do it that way, you have no shot. Nobody's going to. It's
not
a scandal.
You think that's why you never heard of it?
It's not a scandal anymore. You know what
I
mean?
But like, then again,
when a celebrity sex tape
comes
out.
Amy Fisher hasn't been a scandal for 30 years. So
you're 100%.
So I guess she had to.
It's got
to
be at least 20, right?
I think it was the late 80s. Joey
Buttafuoco. She got Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the head. She got Mary Jo Buttafuoco and now Mary
Jo
Buttafuoco.
Wasn't she like underage too? Wasn't she like underage?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, Amy Fisher, I think she was like 17 when they started, but I don't know if she was like underage when she shot Mary Jo in the
face.
But
she never really did time, right?
I don't recall.
Why are we talking about a story from 30 years ago?
Well, I'll plead the fifth.
Well, what were you saying?
This whole thing about pleading the fifth. I don't remember anymore. Yeah, sex tapes aren't a scandal if you leak them yourself. They're a scandal if somebody else leaks them. And then, like even with Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, there was, like, the illusion, at least, of, like, oh, we're going to sue Vivid. And it's like, no, you're not. You're reaching a negotiation point with Vivid. You knew the video was going to leak to Vivid. And you knew Vivid was going to pay for it. Right. You're just getting your piece of it. Don't tell me that, like, Kim Kardashian's sex tape got leaked. Like, oh, we didn't know it was getting leaked. Bullshit. Kris Kardashian, their mother, is the fucking... She's the Joe Jackson of our generation.
Mal saying, Joe, they then backtracked and said it was stolen when it wasn't selling. I'm not surprised. There you go.
Go figure.
Oh, my God, that's right. Tanya Harding as well.
Tanya Harding had a sex tape?
Yeah, I have that, too, on hard drive.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, the quality on that was terrible, yeah. Let me tell you.
Do you ever see the old Meg Ryan sex tape that was circulating on Xvids?
Sure. Is that real? I mean...
Eh.
There's the one with the redhead from American Pie that's fake.
Allison Hannigan?
Yeah.
No, the one with
that's
Meg Ryan
fake
looked,
one
it, it looked real, but I mean, real. Like, you and I both know that they can just get somebody who looks like somebody. I've seen videos of what's-her-name from, the chick who was in Harry Potter. Emma
now
Watson.
We're talking.
I've seen
up, Emma, right up my alley. What?
Okay,
who?
I've seen Emma Watson. You don't know who Emma Watson
no,
is?
No, I do.
Okay. I've seen porn tapes of a chick who looked like Emma Watson, several of them. And it's probably a couple different girls who look like Emma Watson, and it's sold.
No,
it's
yeah,
marketed as Emma
specifically,
Watson.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you and I both know it's not Emma Watson.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, unfortunately not. Because that fucking, she spreads her legs, that fucking pussy starts glittering. It's like, psh.
Miles' Marilyn Manson sex tape is said to be too brutal to be released. He beat up a chick in it.
I don't even know that.
He had one.
I don't doubt that for a second.
I wouldn't want to see that.
I would not either. I don't want to hear him fucking the beautiful people.
Oh, see, my whole thing was I didn't want to see him beat up a girl, but you didn't want him to sing one of his songs during sex tape.
When he's like, the beautiful people, the beautiful people.
Is that how you envision it? He sings his own songs while he fucks himself. You think he plays them in the background?
I'm sure he does.
While singing along as he fucks?
Hey, you, what do you say? Her face in a pillow. Hey,
are there
you.
Any Marilyn Manson fans left in the world?
If there are, they're probably really, really sad.
They always were.
More so.
Oh, okay. Is he still even doing music? He's still made...
I haven't heard anything he did since that, what do you call it, John Wick. The song that was on the John Wick soundtrack. But that wasn't even a new song. Well, that was an old song.
What is John Wick?
It's a movie with Keanu Reeves. They did the whole song, "We're Killing Strangers."
What?
Fuck you, man. You know
no,
what I'm
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? All right, so Marilyn Manson did one of the songs in the movie John Wick with Keanu Reeves. And who was the other one? Willem Dafoe was in that as well. And it was a good movie, but that song...
No, it wasn't.
Dude, John Wick was a good fucking movie. It was one of the best action movies I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
You never seen John Wick?
No, I never heard of it.
Come on. They're making a sequel in another couple months. It's coming out.
I better catch up on the first one.
You should.
There's a sequel doesn't mean the first one was good.
Oh, I mean, Royce, you saw the first. You saw John Wick, right?
No, I haven't seen John Wick.
Come on. John Wick was great.
I never heard of it.
It was excellent.
By the way, I just keep everyone up to date. Wikipedia will no longer exist if you don't donate. I keep getting these emails, and every time you go to their site.
I have a feeling Wikipedia is going to exist no matter what.
Of course it is.
You're going to pull down the page where I can say that fucking Ben Affleck grew up in fucking southern Mongolia on my own and nobody's going to stop me?
Please don't take that away. Time is running out in 2016. When I made Wikipedia a nonprofit, people warned me I'd regret it. Over a decade later, it's the only top 10 site run by a nonprofit. Community of passion. Well, it had to cross my mind how much money we could have made if we had ads. Sure, but I believe people wouldn't want to build it. What? This guy's just dumb.
Yeah.
Just put one
people
ad.
People told me
no
we could make a ton
a
of
shit.
Money, but I was like, no. I don't want everybody to get the money they want.
Put one Amazon ad, and you would pay for the site forever.
Right.
With the traffic alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know what? That's the best part. Don't complain then.
Right,
you
exactly.
You wanted a nonprofit, that's fine, but don't come bitch at me. Because you know why I'm not worried? Because the moment, if Wikipedia does go bye-bye, five other things will pop up to replace it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's already wiki things for specific, like TV shows.
Yeah.
Totally separate. So, yeah. What were we talking about?
Oh, you guys sound really bad to me now. Like,
what do you mean?
Like a bad wire or something. That was weird.
Still?
No, you're better now. That was odd.
Well, that was all you.
No. Don't put it on me. Fuck. Hemi's fucking fallible. His equipment could be fallible.
Oh, as long as it's him and not the way I hooked it up. Okay.
Oh, well, you hooked it up? Well, that explains it. You should have told me that. It's like when someone breaks something, but you find that it's a mongoloid, you're like, he's retarded. What are you going to do? I'm not saying you're retarded. I'm just saying.
I was about to question that.
You're not at normal intelligence capacities.
What are you talking about?
What?
I'm a very smart person.
Remember Forrest Gump when they showed him as a kid, like, you know, this is where you are? Well, you're not him. You're the girl who dies of AIDS at the end.
So you're Jenny.
You're Jenny. That she cheated Coke.
You're a calculating fucking.
Okay, so
former,
we have one
like...
thing in common.
So what?
I don't know. You're not dead yet, so you might have a lot more things in common. Hopefully they bury you like a German shepherd in the yard.
That's exactly what they did with Jenny. He's standing at her grave in his fucking yard being like, and he's so smart, Jenny.
I'm just going to leave this here. AIDS.
How crazy is the only guest that makes me think to myself, I kind of just want to walk away from my own show, have a cigarette, and come back in a couple minutes.
What? Oh, I'm going to stop smoking. I was gone for a while.
I know. It was nice.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what?
No.
I'm just going to leave then.
No, don't.
Royce, don't take that shit from him, dude. Don't.
Where's my ball? I'm going to grab my ball.
Don't. Leave your ball where it is.
It's my ball.
I remember when I was a little kid, keep in mind, I lived on a dead-end court. This is how overprotective my parents were. I was friends with a kid that lived across the street. Neither of us could leave our curb and walk into... Now, again, it's a dead end. Dave, you've been there many times.
Yeah.
It's not like a two-lane road. It's just... there's like 12 houses in a cul-de-sac. We weren't allowed to go past our own sidewalk, so we would roll a ball back and forth to each other.
Come on.
I swear to God.
From driveway to driveway? Or from property to property?
Yes. And a car might go down that road once every 4 hours.
Right. Hey, you want to go out and play?
The ball thing just made me think of that. Like, I just got a flashback. That was, Oh, yeah, and if like, one of us, rolled it the wrong way, we have to be very careful.
Right.
How we got
it. That shit bounced off the curb and went down the street?
It was gone.
That's it.
Goner.
Game's over. Done for the night.
Going back inside. Bye.
Yep. Later.
But again, you don't... who was I talking about? Oh, I was listening to the podcast I did with Nick. We were talking about, we barely touched on it, though, that you just don't see kids playing outside anymore. Mm-mm. At all.
Mm-mm. Especially now that video games are so immersive.
But is it that, or needs... is it...
Here's how we get kids to play outside, Joe. I already figured it out.
Okay.
You get a van and you write free candy on it, definitely not rape. And you fill it with candy and you drive up and down the block...
Indefinitely. Did you put the E backwards to make it all cute?
Yeah, like Toys R Us.
Exactly.
Do you play like the Ice Cream Man's music like slower, so it's like really like... Exactly. So people are like, oh, that's evil.
Pro tip, make sure you use a popular song because you want to make sure the victim has flashbacks every time they hear the song in the future. That's a pro tip.
Making victims for a lifetime.
Wow. All right. What else do I want to talk about?
Say what you want about Buffalo Bill. He did have a well.
Is this hack to go into the go-to holiday movies?
Okay. No, it's not because they change. But were you talking about Christmas movies?
Mainly. I mean, I watched a couple of Thanksgiving movies.
Planes, Trains, Automobiles?
Absolutely.
That's the Thanksgiving movie.
Every
that
year you got
to
watch that.
Movie.
Home for the Holidays, Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
And that girl that has that fucking weird thing where she talks out of the side of her mouth.
In Home for the Holidays?
Yeah. Maybe it's because Jodie Foster directed it and she wanted someone to talk like an
Jodie
asshole.
Jodie Foster's
like
always
her.
Out of the side of her face.
But it's
she's like
this.
Bill Clinton as a chick.
And she's pretty hot too, but she kind of talks like this. I want to say Holly Hunter, but I don't think that's who it was. Maybe it is.
It might be. I always liked Holly Hunter talking about
Dave has
her face.
A laptop.
If there was any way we had the technology to figure this out, oh, well, maybe in the
Holly
future.
Hunter.
Oh, it was Holly Hunter.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
We figured it out. So, yeah, that's – other than that, I'm trying to think. Well, Dutch is the other
Thanksgiving, and that's a John Hughes movie. You can't go wrong.
Love
with
Ed O'Neill.
Yeah,
fantastic movie.
That, but yeah, it's I even at fucking 33 now, I can't break the tradition. Like, I know in a week or two, I'm gonna have to put on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Ugh. You want to talk about done?
And yes, Home Alone and Home Alone 2. Not ashamed to say it.
It's okay. There's certain movies. I watch Die Hard usually around Christmas.
Die
too.
Hard, you have
all
to.
All right, yeah. Lesser known one, Trapped in Paradise. Nicolas Cage, John Lovitz,
oh, yeah,
and Dan
yeah,
Cohen.
The bank heist movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad Santa.
Of
Bad
course.
Bad Santa's classic.
I'm waiting for the sequel to be on my Cody stick, but it's not there yet.
It's not up on Cody yet. I just checked, too.
Yeah, I check every day.
I love Cody. Fuck, it's so great. It's so great not having to try anymore.
It's amazing. I keep telling Dave he's got to get one.
Dude, it's every bit, every penny it's worth just to never have to deal with fucking
cable. And I don't mind talking about it, promoting it, because how long have cable companies fucked everyone over?
Everybody.
I mean, no matter what the company is, who you are, what package you have, you're getting totally fucked.
You're getting hosed. If you can get everything that I can get off of cable right now on the Cody stick plus everything and in the theaters, you're cutting out my theater expenses. You're cutting out several cable expenses. Why the hell do I need cable anymore? You only need internet
but,
at that point.
And as far as supporting the artists and all that, guess yeah. what? If I really like the movie, I will buy it on Blu-ray.
Of course.
Really?
Of course.
Just like music.
Look, you're a diehard fan, man. I know that about you.
It's just they've made things so expensive. I went to go watch – what movie did I watch in the theater? Oh, Doctor Strange. I
How
went
was
to
that?
Go to,
I heard great things about it, especially in 3D.
Fucking fantastic.
That's
in 3D,
all I heard.
You have to watch it in 3D if you watch it.
Fuck, I got to go see it in the theater before the
I
week is
out. I went to go watch Doctor Strange, and we figured, oh, you know, let's go watch it at the dine-in theater. It's just cool. You know, the AMC has this really cool dine-in theater, and I love going there because, you know, you get a drink, eat some appetizers, have your dinner while watching the movie.
Right.
But I figure, all right, whatever. So I buy the tickets online. Just for the tickets, it was $40.
Would you do a Fandango or...
Yeah, through their website, through their AMC, you could buy the tickets. It was
$40, but that's for two tickets for IMAX 3D or just regular 3D?
It was Real View 3D. There wasn't IMAX, just 3D.
But basically the same thing at that point, yeah.
$40. And then, you know, they're fucking like $40-$50 for food. It's like fucking $90 to go out and watch a movie. It's like, dude, I'll
wouldn't you rather spend $30 and just watch it in your home with surround sound and everything at your own leisure?
Yeah, and if you got to take a piss, you can fucking pause.
Right, exactly.
By the way, something else that VR glass thing I showed you is going to do when you're watching a movie and you have to go take a shit, you just walk to the bathroom and keep watching it.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you just fucking go to the bathroom, fucking take a shit while keep watching your movie without having to pause it.
Well, I'm lazy enough where I do that with Netflix, where I'll pause it on my TV, pull it up on my phone, and then watch it while in the shitter while Dave's shaking his head at me.
Don't shake your head.
It wasn't disapproval. It was actually hardcore laughter where I was like, you know what, I usually start with the phone and then continue with the phone, but Joe's like, I start with the TV and then I transition to the phone. I gotta take a shit.
It's true. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, I do it too. It's like, I'll just finish watching it over here. And it's like, I don't know, man. It's like it's this thing where we have to be entertained all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. We're that generation. We need instant gratification, instant mental and visual stimulation.
It really is like a vice. It's
symptomatic of our generation.
Binge watching, dude, that's like a fucking. It could be a problem,
dude. Think about it. When you
Westworld, perfect example.
Right, Westworld, great example.
You know, you'll sit there and you know the amount of. Again, I think I brought it before on your show, but just something I want to say 10 years because that's a fair – let's say 10 years. In 10 years watching a show 10 years ago versus watching, let's say, Westworld now, you need to be just a smarter person to understand the show. You know what
and
I mean?
And the attention span.
Right. Like you need to be
anymore.
Fucking
no.
– it's not like before where you could throw on a TV show with a laugh track and at the same time fart around and do whatever you want. No. Now it's like if you look at your phone for a second – you're like, oh, fuck, I missed what happened.
Yeah, right. You can't do that. Yeah.
You miss major plot development. Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, that's why, you know, even when you have to, even just to say something, like normally another, like a dumb comedy show, I just go take a leak in the middle of it and come back. I don't miss much. I get it. But with like shows like that, and any show, smart shows like that have become like, TV shows have become basically a movie every week.
Agreed.
If you really think about it,
yeah,
that's, you're watching.
I don't know what it started with, but. Yeah, I mean, it used to be that if actors went from movies to TV, that was like, oh, that meant
that
their career
was taboo.
Was shit.
You were done. Yeah.
That's
but
spiral,
now it's
yeah.
the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Because I got to be fair. Nowadays, the writing is better on TV. The production quality is better on TV.
I mean,
exactly.
I mean,
Fargo's
Billy
a perfect
Bob Thornton,
example. Oh, Joe, the hierarchy wasn't even that. The hierarchy was you're right. You went if you went from movies to network TV, you went down. If you went from network TV to a cable show,
oh, even worse. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh. Garbage. You remember how much shit Gary Shandling got when he
Larry Sanders Show?
Yeah, well, not for the Larry Sanders Show. They get before that. The,
it's
Gary
Shandling.
Yeah, the original. Yeah, that's right.
He originally
show.
Was.
I didn't know he got shit for that.
He was offered a nighttime gig.
Oh yeah, because he actually used to fill in. For I forget who.
He would fill in for.
It wasn't Carson?
Leno.
Was it? Oh no!
Oh no! Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Sorry, not Leno.
Yeah, he actually used to do real late night.
Yeah, he used to, when it was funny. Wow. He used to fill in, and they offered him a gig. I don't think it was at NBC, but it was another station that wanted to do something after Johnny left, and he said, "Now I'm going to do my own thing," and he went over to Showtime, and did the It's Gary Shandling Show. But yeah, man, I agree. Like there's this weird hierarchy that used to be there, and now I think it's the opposite. You know, like now you have people like fucking Kevin Spacey on a Netflix show.
Yeah, yeah, not even cable TV. Just
exactly. Like I think at this point for these actors, you agree, and tell me if I'm right or wrong. And I
will with passion.
But make sure you tell me in a sexy voice.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, back in the day, the Oscar was the pinnacle award you could win. But would you say now
that the absolutely the pinnacle?
The Emmy. Is the Emmy the new pinnacle award to win?
I think from a public consciousness standpoint, it's still the Oscar. But I think the real one that's actually of prestige for an actor would probably be the Emmys, Emmys probably, over the Golden Globes, yeah.
I mean, I never thought about it. But I would say it's at least on par, whereas it used to be...
Movies way
like,
above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where
nowadays,
no one watched the Emmys.
The best writing, the best acting, the best production value in my mind in this day and age is clearly on television, and that's why you're getting the draw with like Anthony Hopkins for Westworld.
And on
you're
cable.
These big
cable
names.
Specifically.
Right, exactly. Because they can push the boundaries as far as they want. They can show people getting cut up and fucked up and everything else that they showed in Westworld this entire season and get away with it and still be critically acclaimed. But back in the day, I mean, you still can't do that on FX. You
let
can't
me
show
tell
Westworld
you something.
You're
pretty close, though.
Let me tell you something. If Everybody Loves Raymond was on now, for example, I'm just thinking of a
I
network.
I used to watch and enjoy that.
Oh, Joey.
I was a kid.
If Everybody Loves Raymond was on now during this time, and in the middle of its popularity, HBO called Raymond and said, "We're going to give you your own show here," he would tell fucking network to go fuck their faces.
Absolutely.
And leave. Yeah. Because even now when you do network TV now is like, don't get me wrong, there's a couple good things that are going to be on network, but you're so restricted with language and when you have to throw commercials in there, I really think, man, it fucks up the pacing of shows, you know? Like, even if you watch it on Kodi like we do, you know, shows that were since you know there's a cut for commercial, it kind of fucks up the pacing, and maybe we're just spoiled, you know?
I agree, because we had everything hand-delivered to us in a time where it was like it was open season on the internet, and we all know that that's not going to last forever. So we had a chance to see it when it was blowing up and it was all free and open exposure. But nowadays, I don't know. I don't know how much longer this is going to be like an open free reign.
I think
I don't think it's going anywhere.
No?
Too big of a monster, man.
Yeah. I think somebody's got to kill the monster. I feel like that. I feel like somebody's got to kill that monster.
As much, but, I'm telling you, they can't. It's the internet's too big and it's too worldwide. And
yeah, because
the thing is, with the internet,
source.
You just can't. There's not a place that you just go and press a button and shut it off.
It's
oh no, I agree. Listen, I'm not questioning the power
of
the worldwide web.
I'm
not questioning the worldwide web. I'm saying that at some point,
remember when they tried? Remember when they shut down Mega Upload? You know how many other sites are still up just like that?
Yeah,
they shut Pirate Bay down weekly, and it's always back up.
Mirror sites and shit, yeah. But you know what? That being said, that kind of did fuck up. When they shut down the Pirate Bay and then Kick-Ass Torrents, I mean, unless you were lucky enough, like some people, to have access to sites that...
A private torrent site?
Exactly, yes, thank you. Then it kind of does fuck you up. Like that
absolutely.
Really, that did make an impact, I think.
Yeah, but now with Kodi out, I mean...
Well, that can't be stopped.
It's hilarious. I was just thinking back how quickly everything's going. We're talking about technology. Back in the day, you would have VHS tapes. Okay, here's my VHS tapes. Oh, I'm going to set my new VCR to record my show at this time. And then it was DVDs, and it's like, look at my collection of DVDs. Then it was Blu-rays. Blu-rays lasted a hot minute only. It was a little bit, but, you know, unless it's a really, like, good movie, you don't go buy a Blu-ray of every movie.
Hell no. You got to love that. It's got to be like Watchmen. Right. Or something of that
last Blu-ray
caliber. Caliber.
Hoffa.
Well, Hoffa was the last Blu-ray you bought? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
The last Blu-ray I got came with my PS4. I forgot what it was.
What was it? Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Movie. You think it was Spider-Man. But then it moved to, okay, just down, whether legally or illegally, it doesn't matter. It was, okay, just download everything and then watch it. And now it's like, download everything? Fuck, I'm going to take up my valuable fucking hardware space? No,
I'm
going to
stream it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I must have like 5, if not 6, external hard drives.
Terabytes just filled, right? Yeah, man, me too. It's just, and you don't know what to do with them because at this point.
I always say to myself, all right, this weekend I have free time. I'm going to organize because I know I have duplicates, if not triplicates, of certain shit on different hard drives and it's all over the place. But I never get around to it ever.
And the truth is, do you know what the truth is? And it's hard to tell yourself that, but you're probably never going to go plug them in and use them ever again.
Oh, I mean, out of the 2 terabytes, there might be like
3 or 4 movies to watch. Yeah.
Not even that. Pictures of some girl's tits I want to see that I know are on there.
But that doesn't take up terabytes,
that's what I'm saying. Like, everything else, I could just get it again. Or
get those pictures, put it in your Gmail. That way it's on your phone. Boom, problem solved.
Ding, Dropbox. Ding. You don't have to save it or anything. Just email it to yourself and pull it up on your phone.
I'm telling you, man. And then cloud storage, it's fucking crazy. I'm just wondering what the fuck is next. You know, like, is it going to be like Black Mirror where it's fucking shit in your brain?
Without giving anything away, one of the episodes, I kind of like this idea, Royce. The one where there's an implant behind your ear and it stores all your memories as videos. You can go back and rewatch exactly what happened.
The entire history of you, that was the name of the episode you're thinking of.
It wasn't the best episode, but the idea of that device.
Robert Downey Jr. bought the rights to it to make a movie out of it.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Have you seen the thing about Google's contact lenses, Royce?
No.
Google's coming out with contact lenses now that can literally record everything.
What?
That you see. Look it up right now. Pull it up.
What?
Pull it up on Google.
I wear contacts. This is
Google
perfect.
Actually bought the rights to something, and they're ready to bring it to market within a very short period of time. It's a contact lens that can actually autofocus based on your blinking and can record everything that you see and do.
How is it powered?
Look, I don't know all about that. I mean, I don't know how they do it, but I saw the video the other day, and apparently you can record your most
Google
sacred
contacts,
memories.
And it went to my contacts.
Of course.
All right. So
Google Contact Lens is a smart contact lens project announced by Google January 2014. The project aims to assist people with diabetes by consistently measuring the glucose levels in their tears. The project is being carried out by whatever.
That's not taking video.
No, look at the recent shit that's coming out about it right now. Okay. I'm not talking about the overall Wikipedia page. I'm talking about look at the videos that are out right now.
Oh, yeah. Google and Novartis will be testing smart contact lenses.
Yeah, man. They actually have the patent on this, and they're ready to bring it to market within the next year, allegedly.
Samsung just patented smart contact lenses?
Yeah, man.
Built-in camera?
This is legit.
What the fuck?
We're going into that futuristic cyborg age where you'll be able to put fucking contacts in. They'll record everything you want to see, and you can relive your memories, dude. It's no joke.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah. Can you imagine reliving your memories first person, like seeing them and having
those experiences again?
I don't either. Could you imagine what it's like as a blackout drunk to fucking suddenly watch your shit back the next day?
Could you imagine?
Why did I fucking...
To quote the great Patrice O'Neill, and I've thought like this for a while for a lot of chicks because they're too crazy to stay around. I'm happy enough just to fuck them once and then jerk off to that memory.
How many times did I do that? When he said, I've been jerking off to memory so long in the shower, I'm lucky a baby didn't crawl out the drain.
But like, but now instead of just remembering it, you're able to watch it back.
You can actually relive it visually.
Real POV.
Yeah, man.
Imagine that shit. You can relive the same moments over and over.
This amazing technology. That's where my mind goes. I go watch myself fuck a girl again.
Yeah. Joe goes right back to fucking porn. Joe goes right back to his own fucking porn. Not even like good porn. Joe goes back to watching himself.
Hey, how do you know it's not good porn?
Joe goes back to watching himself bang somebody. It's not good porn.
Maul says all my porn is on my Nintendo DS SD card. What are you, a 5-year-old fucking porn addict? Hold on, let me take out Mario Kart. I need to fucking flick my bean.
I need to flick my bean. Dennis said, I bet it's all anime porn too, you weirdo. Maul, we love you.
Oh, Maul.
I love Maul. Most
we love you, Maul.
She knows that.
Maul, you lucky fucking participant in your fucking generation's technology. To us, this is all fucking baffling.
Yeah, I mean, Maul, we'll be dead, and they're going to come out with something new we'll never see.
Yeah, they're going to have implants. Like,
and Maul, that's next week, by the way. Don't think that's a long time from now.
Don't just speak for me.
All right. Whoa. Well, Dennis just said, uh-huh. You get drunk and some whore plays a prank on you by putting her contacts in your eyes with a recording of three black eyes she banged the night before.
Okay, so what? So that's hot.
I would date a girl that would do that.
Dennis, listen, any chick who's going to do that, she's clearly looking for a real committed relationship. I think that she's a winner.
Yeah,
a video of herself getting banged up by three black eyes, she's going to put that in my eyes. You know what? She really, really wants me.
It's the kind of girl I go for.
Yeah, that's Joe's type, exactly.
Yeah. I.e. crazy.
The only question is, can they give you smart contacts that can directly inject Percocet into your body through your eyes?
That's the real question.
See? That's the real question.
It goes right to your brain.
And then you have fucking pharmacies calling you all day for the new fucking... Right.
While you're in some first-person POV VR porn.
Contact lens Vicodin solution?
Okay, all this technology is great, but are they going to come up with technology to make women shut the fuck up when you're trying to watch TV?
Duct tape. They invented it a very long time ago.
Oh, no, really? Yeah. Is that a life hack?
No. Just go down to your local hardware store, grocery store.
It's called the I leave you the fuck alone while you're enjoying your shit.
And, you know, there's different levels and options. You could cut it so that it stops around the corners of the mouth so they can rip it off. Or you can wrap it around their entire head a couple times.
Oh, that's the Casey Anthony.
Yeah. Oh. And those two. Mm-hmm. God, I still want to fuck her.
I know. I was going to say, speaking of women, that fucking Coletta would fuck. And honestly, her
it's
fucking...
It's safe to say...
Her killing a kid turns him on more.
Yeah, exactly.
It's safe to say, Dave, you would know this more than anybody right now. I may have fucked crazier girls than Casey Anthony. Honestly, think about it.
I'll preface
events.
It like this.
Okay.
I will say that they may not have been homicidal.
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah, no. But.
But I will say that you're.
Just crazy.
Oh, listen. On the level of crazy from a 1 to 10, you've been fucking 20s.
But I'm saying, yeah.
Some. A couple.
Far as like. Sociopath. I mean, again, not homicidal, but
no, but all up in your shit, stalking, wannabe, just, all, yeah,
yeah. Just, I mean, just plain crazy is the only way to say it. I think I may have fucked at least one girl that I think is more psychotic than a baby killer.
I would probably.
Who else has that on their
you know
resume?
What? I will dare to step out on a ledge and agree with you. I think that you probably.
If not, it's pretty close.
It's got to be very close. Very close.
I mean, again, you. You know everything.
Yes, absolutely.
About me.
Oh, look, there's Casey Anthony fucking giving a smirk next to a 24-ounce Bud Light bottle she got in
a
fucking 7-Eleven.
No, that's the sad face. That's when the plastic bag didn't work. That's the face she made.
Look at that baller.
Oh,
just
Dave,
fucking
you didn't like that?
That's why I got a shoebox in the backyard. Don't make me talk about it. Look.
No, see, I was saying that was the first attempt failed. Plastic bag over the kid's face, and then she made that face.
Oh.
See, because it didn't work, and then I'm going to explain it for a third time.
I didn't get what you were saying.
Now, that is a perfect use of duct tape.
Yes. Mm. Boy, oh boy, when she tears that off her fucking snatch, that's going to fucking rip.
I was actually thinking if she had nipple hair, but yeah.
You were thinking about nipple hair and not fucking...
Because I was drawn to the tits first.
Really?
And science will tell you that
We are drawn to tits.
No, listen, I agree with you.
Shut up.
She's wearing a fucking. She's wearing a duct tape fucking bikini bottom, and you're looking at the tits.
Yeah, I don't want. I don't like fucking HuffPo article, Joe. Science will tell you. No, what science?
Yeah. Well, the science of when she's fully clothed and her titties are hanging out of her sweater. Yes, that is the first thing you notice. But when she's naked and she's got fucking duct tape across her titties and her snatch, guess
what?
The first thing I noticed.
I didn't get down to the bottom area yet. I was still looking at the tits.
How did you start at the top though? If she's not wearing anything other than tape.
I always start at the top.
She's not wearing anything other than tape.
I was still.
It goes face down. Ass up.
That's the way we like to
Dave,
fuck.
What? Would you please educate Mr. Royce on what I'm talking about here?
I don't know if I can educate Royce. Am I accredited enough to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Breast-obsessed scientists discover surprising truth about boob preference. Now, I'm not agreeing that it's a surprising truth. However.
Good segue.
Thank you very much, Royce.
Okay. Segues are better when you call them out.
Now, go ahead, if you don't mind, Dave.
Sure. Why the male gaze is inevitably drawn to the female chest has sparked many a frenzied discussion. Does that say frenzied?
I believe it does.
A Freudian.
Freudian
discussion. Oh, okay. So apparently, if you like titties, you're in love with your mama or some shit.
That's the first thing that springs to mind, but yeah. I don't think that's what that
I don't
means.
Think that's what it is. It's not a reproductive thing. It's purely I like titties.
Yeah.
And
that's
fantastic.
A better scientific explanation. I like titties, yes.
I like titties is actually the scientific explanation for the whole thing. What is it about boobs that fuels this eternal fascination? A team of European scientists, it's got to be Europe, because obviously they got their fucking newscasters with titties out. We got to figure
imagine
out why everybody
them,
likes a news station.
Imagine them asking for the funding for this experiment.
Can you imagine?
By the way, how
EU?
Do you become tit scientists? There's scientists that are doing anal cancer, and these guys get to be tit scientists.
Dude.
How do you get to be those guys?
I mean, like, seriously, what school did you have to go to become titty scientists? All right, so...
What school did Anthony Weiner go to?
Dick, you. European scientists recently received funding to study exactly that, shedding a bright evolutionary light on the everlasting male obsession with female breasts. Okay, so scientists have figured out why evolutionary style we love titties.
There's a report.
No, there's an official report from the European fucking council that figured out titties.
Entitled
Men's Preferences for Women's Breast Size and Shape in Our Cultures. Boy, does that sound like a fucking interesting college course at some of your local community college. Published in the Journal of Evolution and Human Behavior, a team of researchers, both male and female, report that it might be shape, not size, that the male brain actually considers when appraising a breast attractiveness. That's not true. It's actually size
and then
shape.
I beg to differ, sir.
You don't look at size first and then shape? You evaluate shape and then size.
No, I think it's kind of one or the other, meaning...
Oh, I agree.
Like, I don't... Like, bigger, like, huge tits don't... mean the girl is sexier if they have medium tits. It's all about proportion.
It's all about
firm proportion.
Actual, yes,
it's
the cup size. Not like the cup of the bra. The cup of the hand size.
Yeah,
you know
firmness.
I mean? Yeah,
which
firmness,
I believe
exactly.
It says in here.
Yes, it does actually. Despite the general Western belief that men think bigger is better.
No,
and a number of I agree.
Especially if they're fake. Absolutely
big, floppy,
not.
Fucking roast beef titties. No, I'm not about that.
Yeah, no.
A number of previous scientific studies that corroborate this idea. It appears
torpedo
that fitness...
tits where the nipples face the floor. No,
yes,
no, no.
Exactly. Right, Tara Reid's pepperoni nipples. Nah, not about that. It appears that the firmness trumps all, and that quality in turn is probably dependent on shape, which is obviously true. The bitch has titties that fucking hang down like fucking Frankenstein's.
This isn't part of the
head.
Article, by the way. The bitch has titties. That's not in the scientific journal. That's one of
the bitch has
know.
Titties. Yes. Okay. And also in the article, it actually says this. That's cool. But this conclusion leads us to what is arguably the more important question. That is, why are scientists studying this at all?
Where's that hissing coming from?
Is it my mic? Sounds like it is. I don't know.
I'll deal with it.
Scientists want to know why are scientists studying this at all? While the study's premise may seem unnecessarily indulgent in its results, troublingly exclusionary, it does shed some light on the evolutionary basis.
It's not exclusionary. It's for everybody. Boobies are for everybody.
I agree. Of the male obsession with boobs. By the way, we grow up with titties in our face, and we feed off of them. And
I don't
somebody
know if I did,
shows,
and I'm never going to ask.
What do you mean you don't know if you did?
If I was breastfed.
That's interesting. Really? You don't know if you were or not?
I was a formula baby.
How would you know? At what point do you ask your mom that question?
Mama,
I didn't ask her. She told
me. You let me fucking flick those little titties. Beep, beep, beep.
All right.
See, I'll never know. I'm not going to ask that question.
Well, I figured you would know.
Want me to ask her for you?
Why am I laughing at this?
The leading theory proposes that breasts are first and foremost an indicator of what disturbingly utilitarian scientists have called a woman's residual fertility.
Oh my God.
Roy,
no,
so you hear that? That fucking...
It's horrible.
I hear it, mine? Yeah.
Is it my mic?
I don't know. Motor. Wait, let me see. Yeah.
It is my mic, right?
Yeah. So finagle the wires.
I will finagle wires while you guys talk.
Totally.
Go
not.
Ahead and talk. I'll fix
you've
this.
You've been twisting. You've been twisting and twisting.
You twisted.
We'll twist it around again.
Tell Hammy to buy better wires.
I know. It's ridiculous, Hammy. What the fuck? You let us in here.
Give us bullshit wires.
All right. I'll turn your mic off while you finagle.
Hey, give me 20 seconds.
All right.
I'll be back.
Okay. I figured, well, let's find out. Yes.
That's better, right?
Yep.
Beautiful.
All right.
We did it.
Please conclude the scientific journal on tits.
All right, so a bunch of fucking idiots in Europe decided to look up a study to see why people like titties as much as they do, and they basically came full circle to find out it's because titties are beautiful and luscious and voluptuous and firm.
No, we didn't get there yet.
We didn't get there.
You can't summarize the article before it's over.
I was trying. I tried very hard. I didn't know I couldn't do it. This makes sense if you imagine a bunch of, what is that, early cavemen trying to gauge which one of the local cave ladies, ooh, that sounds really racist, would make the healthiest...
Not until you said that.
The healthiest, fittest mother for their children. It's not a stretch to say that they'd... what is that?
Rely mostly...
Go ahead, you say that.
...cues to inform the decision. Similar to peacock female sizing up male's grand tail feathers.
Okay, so they're looking for somebody who's peacocking. That's what the chicks are doing. All right. And because the cross-cultural survey at the heart of the study suggested that at least among the men from Brazil, Cameroon, the Czech Republic, and Namibia that were studied... Oh, because Namibia is the fucking hotbed of fucking health studies.
Normal people.
Yeah, they all have AIDS in Namibia, but tell us all about the fucking titties.
Namibia, by the way.
Oh, it's Namibia? I'm sorry, I thought it was Namibia. Okay, well, they all have AIDS in Namibia, too. And Namibia.
I think it's Wakanda, the fictional place from Mark.
Wakanda.
It comes from, I think. I don't know.
The more important visual element was breast mythology.
Morphology.
Morphology. Jesus, I need to get closer to this fucking thing. The authors speculate that there's something about breast shape that tells a male that a female is especially fertile.
Hmm.
Nothing to do with that because I don't want to knock chick. I don't want to knock anybody up.
Right. If her breasts look fertile, yeah. I'm not about
I've
it.
I've actually
anymore.
Considered a snip because I couldn't think of the real name. What is it?
Vasectomy?
Breast augmentation? Oh, I was like, what?
I've considered it.
The old Caitlyn Jenner?
Really? The old Caitlyn Jenner?
I believe that's not the same thing.
No,
oh, you
is.
Better make sure you specify. You don't want them to fuck up.
I'm not going to have the doctor write snip in my chart. No, I've thought about it, though. Because I don't
You don't want kids?
I know that could change if I actually meet a normal girl for once. It's a slim chance, but it could happen. But
I doubt it.
Thank you. Even then, if that does happen, I don't think I'll want kids. And let's say I do. Can't they undo the snip?
Yeah, those vasectomies are easily reversed.
All right, so I'm going to get one.
Joe is fucking 28 years old, and he's going to get a vasectomy.
33.
Why'd you ruin the fucking mystique of what I was trying to do, man? I was trying to build you up as like a young fucking strapping.
A young buck?
Yeah, young strapping buck.
Well, they were on video, so that wouldn't work.
Your beard's patchy enough
that
it might
now,
work. Yeah, your beard's patchy enough it might work. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You got the beard rocking. You're looking all
spry.
Yeah, all 30, 31.
Okay, great. Shaved up 2 years.
You saved yourself a couple of fucking years.
A year and a month. I just turned 33.
Nice.
So thanks. But yeah, I mean, did this study really need to be done?
No. No, like most studies, it doesn't.
But I will say I agree with it. It's not the bigger the better tits. It's
bigger
it's all about firmness, ampleness.
Look, anything bigger, to be fair, like for me personally, anything bigger than a fucking C cup is bordering on...
It depends.
Honestly, it depends on the girl. You're 100% right.
It's simply got to be in proportion.
Right, exactly. It's got to be in proportion to her body. You're 100% right.
As
most girls...
As long as it's not ridiculous looking.
Honestly, I'm way more about butts anyway. It might be because I'm Cuban, but I'm way more.
I agree.
I don't.
Like, that to me is way more important. Tits are good. Don't get me wrong. I like them. I'm not fucking talking shit on them. I'm just.
No, yeah, but for me, like, what you would call a flat ass wouldn't, like, be a deal breaker for me.
What?
I wouldn't care.
Fuck that shit, man. No way.
Oh, dude. Ass. I'm not going to, like, date an Asian. I'm not talking about, like, pan ass. I mean, just, like, you know, like, regular, like, not, you know, plump or whatever you
right,
might
right.
call it.
Right, right.
I don't care about
right,
that.
I think it's called too old to work a coyote ugly ass.
Dude, a chick whose fucking jeans cup that ass and have that shit sitting up in the right fucking... And I'm not talking about jeans. I'm talking about that's her genetics, not like her blue jeans, but her jeans that keep that ass up high. I got to be fair with you. A nice ass definitely beats nice titties.
Really?
Nowadays,
really?
For sure.
What do you mean nowadays?
I'm talking ever since I turned the tender age of...
No, really. What do you mean?
I'm talking that these days... An ass is way more valuable.
Agreed.
A nice ass is way more valuable than nice titties.
Agreed.
I don't.
Because you could make fake titties look really, really.
Exactly.
Good. You can't make ass.
You can do like breast augmentation grand. All no. day to make titties no. look good,
oh,
but you can't
up,
make an ass,
ass
look good, dude.
Just do like flat asses. I don't want to hear it.
Right?
No, I'm telling you that it takes a lot of money and a really good doctor to make fake tits look good. And if they get fake tits... They can't go over, like, one or two cup sizes. Then
right.
It's
no,
terrible.
It's got to be within Joe, a reasonable range. Right.
But Joe likes stating the Hooters girls that they moved to the kitchen because she just can't anymore, you know?
Ah, they can't wait tables anymore because their titties are too big. Got to get to the kitchen and fry those wings. Go get my giant pitcher of beer, you giant big-titted freak.
Well, most chicks Joe bags usually wear hairnets for work during the day.
For their nipple
or
hair, apparently.
Or put them on their clients. It's funny because it's
their clients and put their titties
true.
Right on the dude's shoulder, the elbow sitting towards the edge of the table. They're like, hi, honey. Titties on your elbow. And the dude at the edge of the table is going, oh, fuck, everybody else at this table is being able to keep it cool because we're watching the Giants play, but this bitch's titties are full elbow shot right now.
I just realized
Joe, what do you do? She puts her titties on your elbow. Well, you wouldn't watch football. She puts her titties on your elbow while you're watching Westworld.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
I wouldn't be there.
Oh. You're at Hooters and you're watching Westworld, and she puts her titties on your elbow. What do you do?
God, that would sound.
Have I seen the
you
episode?
You know how
before?
Terrible it sounds to try to watch Westworld at Hooters? Hey, honey, you want to you want to buy a calendar? I'm trying. Hold on a second. I can't. I
Wait
just missed what Anthony Hopkins is saying.
Right. Wait a second. Bernard's about to do something crazy. Yeah. Fuck you, bitch. Go get me some hot wings.
Shut the fuck up and then walk up to me. I don't want. Fake flirting with me. I hate eating at places like that.
Me too.
I used to like it. But just,
remember back
just,
in the day when you first discovered it?
Yeah.
It was
just,
like, oh, this
mainly,
is great.
But not because of the... And I know what you're saying. I hate that fake, you know, I like you shit. There's nothing worse than that. No,
yeah,
the fuck
wings.
Out of me.
I'll give him that.
But, no, I mean, when I was younger, I would go just for the scenery. That's all.
I would, but
Joe liked watching football on TV around him
not that scenery.
Having a bunch of chicks who would be very pedantic and pandering to Joe's
Joe, how many calendars did you buy?
Zero.
Wow, that's fantastic. You can't tell me that a nice pair of titties is going to trump that, Joe. You can't tell me you seeing her titties is going to be more important than that second one is even better.
Yeah, no, because I
aw. And one chick has a lower back tattoo that says...
Give me 2 minutes. I got to go... You know what? Let me take a quick break.
Ooh.
I got to hop off, guys, anyway. It was fun.
Royce, man. Good having you on, brother.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Had a blast.
Thanks for Skyping in, bro. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, later.
Later, dude. Bro.
There goes Royce Lopez of Dutch and Royce Tuesday nights right here on Wallach Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. And Wednesday nights on Hippo Juice right here on Wallach Radio. Let's take a break and move on to something else.
Oh, shit.
It's, yeah, it went fast.
Yeah, join us in the chat, morelikeradio.com/live. Awesome pictures, great gifts, all that shit. All that.
Thanks for the summary of the show.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to give everybody a fucking concise rundown of what they missed. So.
You did. No,
thank you.
You did. I appreciate it.
Love you, dude.
I love you too, honey.
Ooh.
Here's a little Scott Weiland. It is a Scott Weiland themed show, musically anyway. It has to be. So here's some from his solo work. Back in a few minutes, checking out the Cousin Joe show on More Like Radio.
back with the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. A little solo Scott Weiland from 2008, Happy in Galoshes. Highly recommended. 845-228-8897 if you want to call in. Cousin Joe Show on Skype. We're nearing the end of the show. Again, since we're not in our home studio yet, we got to cut it short at 9. To the person messaging me on Facebook and contributing things to the show on my Facebook chat, just get in the More Like Radio chat and say it there. Thank you. I'm not good at multitasking. You should know this by now. All right. No, I'm terrible at it.
Oh.
So with 9 minutes to go, let's play something I could relate to.
I agree.
Now, I'm not a very experienced drone pilot. If I was, well, I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave it there.
So not being experienced, what has happened that you would consider yourself to be experienced or non-experienced?
Are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced?
Are you going to sing or let me answer?
I was doing Jimi Hendrix.
I know, you're singing.
All right, well, go ahead.
I'll play the story.
A woman living in this Orem neighborhood says she was asleep Saturday, but her husband was getting ready for work.
And he had gotten out of the shower, and he heard the whirring or the humming of the drone. And he himself is a drone owner, so he knows, you know, that noise.
Since no arrests have been made just yet, she didn't want to appear on camera for safety reasons. But she says her husband owns a drone, too. And he knew what he just saw, a drone peeking into his windows, wasn't okay.
He knows the laws. He knows the regulations of where you can fly, what you can do.
See, I would, if I was trying to do something like that, my first try, I would slam right into the glass by accident and kill my drone.
And totally be obvious to everybody who's, you know, in the bathroom at that moment.
Well, I believe that would wake them up, shattering their window, yes.
Probably, right?
So he instantly got in his car and kind of started following it.
She says her husband followed that drone for two blocks until it landed here in this church parking lot.
Oh,
no. He said when he got here, there was no one around. And so he bent down and picked it up.
Why is he doing this?
And then turned it into police, not realizing.
Did anybody tell him he looks like a fucking asshole?
Why are you doing this, sir?
Why is this happening?
Check out what he says at the end.
This church parking lot. He said when he got here, there was no one around. And so he bent down and picked it up and then turned it into police, not realizing what was on the camera card.
What is wrong with
that? First of all, pretty disturbing videos. And
we'll find out why it's disturbing in a second. But first of all, is it only me? Am I the only one that just had it cross my mind? That's a phantom drone. Do you know how much those are?
How much are they?
About the same as my Parrot drone.
Really?
Close to a grand. Why wouldn't you just keep the fucking thing?
At that point, why not? Right.
Especially if it was spying on you, take it. Why would you get, drive it to the police station for, fag?
Images. It appears that whoever's
if you turned it into the police, you're amateurs.
Was using it at times to view into people's bedrooms and or bathrooms.
Lieutenant Craig.
So they found on the SD card on the drone videos of multiple people in their bathrooms and bedrooms. So apparently this guy was just using his drone to spy. If you didn't pick up on that earlier.
I didn't
figure out how to explain it to you.
Thank you, dude.
You seem preoccupied. I'd explain it to
you. I was listening.
Inez with Orem Police posted this on the police department's Facebook page showing the drone that was found.
Yeah,
he said in one of the videos on the drone's camera, the pilot shows his face.
Like, we know who he is. We're actively looking for him. To talk to him about this case. So it's not something we're sitting on our hands hoping he turns himself in. Right. We're trying to find him. We know who he is.
Starting up a different drone outside his office on Monday, he demonstrates just how easy it is to get close to a window with little detection.
And if we have any victims that don't know they were victims,
that's not close enough.
Look out for that kind of thing.
You need to get up inside that shit, bro.
To look out for that kind of thing.
Well, I was pretty mad. I was pacing
just
back
like,
and forth.
Shut up. Just like the guy in the news story said, or the woman said that her husband heard it. They're not exactly quiet, these expensive drones.
No, they're very loud, actually.
Sounds like what you just heard. So I don't know what the fuck he's talking about with the people that wouldn't know any better. You know better when you hear a giant cluster of fucking bees outside your window to maybe put a towel on. Christ's sake. Now, I told you before the show, Dave, that this video, there's a lot of drone fail, as they call them, videos.
Yes.
This is one of the worst. You're going to have to watch this.
I am.
If you don't mind.
Sorry. Hang on one second. Okay. I'll close shit in the chat. Go ahead.
This is this is one of the worst I've ever seen.
This is one of the worst fails ever.
Well, as far, this is another Phantom.
Oh, shit!
I guess just because if you look, imagine being that high up. There's like a good 30 seconds of watching it die. You know what I mean? Like if you were on the ground and it was up in the air, and it, in my case, my cheaper drones disappeared behind the trees, you get that, oh, that feeling that, oh, fuck, I'm losing control, and it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is up on a balcony watching it
descend.
It flipped and then just, yeah. And
shit!
I still understand what went wrong. Because if you watch, see? It looks like it
looks like it's fine right now.
But
Oh shit.
I don't know if he tried to do a 360 flip, but it just went on its side and
yeah, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. That's gone, bro. So what else do we have?
We have the end of the show.
Oh.
It's 9 o'clock.
Oh.
But I had to play the drone thing.
By the way.
Yeah?
Fantastic being back here. Fantastic being back on the air.
It's a lot of fun.
Scenic Hammy Lou Studios in downtown Burbank, California.
Now, last year, the show we did right after Scott Weiland died, we opened with the song Adhesive that I grabbed the stems of, as they call, which is, you know, the vocals, the guitar, the drums, all separate tracks, multi-track. And I just had the vocal part in the beginning and then had it kick in with the regular song. So I have that, but then I changed it up a little bit, made some adjustments. So I figure we end with that. What do you say, Dave?
I agree. I think that's a perfect way to end the show.
All right. Thank you.
And I love you for being on top of that game, bro.
Of course.
Primo Jose es el número uno.
All right. Thank you for listening to the show. We will see you back live. Could be here, could be my place. Who knows? We'll see. If I dangle wire out my windows, maybe.
Whoa.
Oh. Have a good night, and we'll see you next Thursday.
My friend Blue, he runs a show with hot pink purple china glow. His family trees are molded. No longer grows in summer. He holds it close and lets it go. Picks a fruit but keeps it whole. Can keep the submarine in and keep the light from fading. Grab the hate and drown it out. Grab the beat and drum it out. It's all so confusing. Ain't the same for you and me. Caught you like reality. Dogs and cats and children. The deepest wound is hidden. Ain't the same for you and me. Comatose commodity. Superheroes dying. All the children crying. Sell my records if I'm dead. Purple flowers once again. Hope it's sooner, hope it's near. Corporate records fiscal year. Down the river. Down the river. songs you're missing.